You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, people just like you, doing what they can to get better at the game. That said, I'm Sailor Joe, and this is the Salt Mines X-Wing. We'll go ahead and get started. Lots of stuff that I want to talk about today. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is, for those that weren't aware, we are doing a patron giveaway. So if you are interested, if I get five patrons or more, I'll be doing a monthly small ship giveaway. If I get 10 patrons or more, it'll be a large ship giveaway. And if I get 15 patrons or more, it'll be a squadron pack giveaway, and that will be monthly. Yes, I know, for those that can do math, I will be taking a loss on that, and that's okay. I want to bring content, and I also want to give you something to enjoy about this podcast other than just listening to my sweet, sweet, sultry voice. All right, now that we've got that over, let's get into the content. And first off, let me give a special thanks out to the following Discord members who have agreed to help me in the research that we're about to talk about. And that's in no particular order. Perfect Broken, Ave66, Jacob Marmoset S, Tar, Steelwheel 6942, Raviolo, Fishsticks, Jezdik, Johannes Mumidi, Airwar, Sai Kainto, Terrace, Catherine Nixera, Trigger Happy Taco, BurningStick.exe, and Math. So, why am I shouting out all of these people? Well, it really boils down to some research that we're trying to, or that I'm trying to do, and that's, can you do accurate modeling off of Bohan's efficiency list? And for those that don't know, let me just go ahead and pull that up real quick, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Nope, that's the wrong one I want. So this is Bohan's model 1.9. I'll bring that up and bring it over here. And basically what Bohan did is he went through and essentially it's jousting efficiency, but it's a little bit more than that. And he looks at what the ship is, what it's currently costed at, what the limits are, and then based on his model, what the points should be at, and then what the difference is. Obviously, blue is good, so we'd like to see that. So what I did is I went and made a copy of his list, and I'm going through and looking at what the most efficient ships are in each faction and building lists off of that to see if, contrary to what Chris Allen said, we can do predictive modeling with this list. So in order to do that, I went through and most of the factions, not all of them, and came up with lists that I thought would do well together based off of this modeling. So without further ado, let me go ahead and go through each of these lists and talk about the strengths and talk about the efficiency behind them. So we're going to start with First Order. I don't know why I've got this thing for First Order, but I have this thing for First Order, and that's what I like. So going in here, we're looking at Supernatural Kylo being one of the most efficient ships according to the model that you can get. Following down, I went with Scorch next, and then I went kind of down a little bit to Recoil with Predator, which I know I jumped a whole bunch of stuff here. There's a reason for it, but here's the list As you see, it comes in at 194 points. And what we've got is we've got a supernatural Kylo Ren, which is before you activate, you may spend one force token to perform a boost or barrel roll action. Then if you performed an action you do not have on your action bar, suffer one damage. Now, thankfully, Kylo Ren in the Silencer has both the boost and barrel roll option, so we don't have to worry about the second part of that. And what that allows us to do is that pairs with auto thrusters very well. And if you can keep Kylo unstressed, that basically means that you can boost and barrel roll prior to your activation, which makes Kylo Ren very squirrely. So then, that comes in at a total of 100 points. Next, we've got Recoil coming in at 59 points. And Recoil's ability, for those that aren't aware, is while you are stressed, you may treat enemy ships in your front arc at range 0 to 1 as being in your bullseye arc. And to pair nicely with him, I put Predator on here. So Predator is while you perform a primary attack. If the defender is in your bullseye arc, you may reroll one attack die, which, for those following along, basically means that if you focus, you basically have that soft mod as long as you're in range 1. So having 4 dice with a focus token and 1 reroll is pretty useful, I hear. And then lastly, we've got the weak point in the list, which is Scorch with Fanatical. Now Scorch, for those that aren't aware, is while you perform a primary attack. If you are not stressed, you may gain a stress token to roll one additional attack die. And we put Fanatical on him, which is while you perform a primary attack. If you are not shielded, you may change one focus to a hit result. So it just makes him a little bit more better. So here's the first list. I have been testing this list out. I do enjoy it. It's actually quite fun to fly, and I've been having other people test this list for me and recording their thing. Now, after I get so many data points down, I don't know what that's going to be. I'm going to share all of those results with you so you kind of see those that were watching. Actually got to see that at the beginning of the podcast. Just see the early data on there. All right, so that's the first order list that I found. Next, I want to go with a slight tweak to this list, and this is really only based on the efficiency model. So if I go back here, if you look, Recoil with Predator is only 1% more efficient than Von Reg with Daredevil. So I thought, well, let's try that. Let's throw Von Reg with Daredevil in there and see what you get. And here's the list that comes in at 192. Same list overall. You're still rocking that Supernatural Kylo. But this time, you've got that Daredevil Von Reg in there as that I6. And you actually get a better bid with this list, coming in at 192 overall, which I think actually makes this list quite potent. But here's the downside to it. In the other list, you Recoil on the Silencer is kind of sturdy. So that means you can afford to make a mistake or two. With Von Reg and Scorch, you can't afford to make a mistake or two. You're talking about over 90 points if you lose those ships that you have to, well, 92 points that you have to trade for effectively. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. So, I just totally dropped something. Okay, no big deal. All right, next. We're going to look at our resistance list. So as you can see here, those that are watching, I'll go ahead and read it out for those that are listening. We've got Poe Dameron with Heroic, R4 Astromech, and Overdrive Thrusters. Nine Numb with Heroic, R4 Astromech, Pattern Analyzer, and Black 2 Temin Wexley with Heroic and R4 Astromech. This comes in also at 192 points, and it gives you 3 solid T-70 X-Wings. Now, I'll have to admit, when I put this list together, and even one of the people that I shared it with was really kind of disappointed with the list overall, but I'll tell you, it's a lot more effective than you think it's going to be. Temin Wexley is what makes this list work. Being able to double reposition with Poe or Nine Numb is incredibly potent when at the start of the engagement you can flip your foils and get an extra mod. I was really impressed with this list when I flew it, but as the same person who's complaining about it pointed out, it really is going to take a specific pilot style to unlock the potential in this list, but I do think it's there, and I think this list has, as I said, has the potential to be potent. All right, next I went with Republic. Now, this is kind of capitalizing on something that we already know, and that's that three Delta 7B Aether Sprites plus something is good. Like, there's no denying that. That is a solid list. So in this list, I just looked at the efficiency model, and we'll kind of scroll up here, and I'll show you how I got there. Is we see that Luminara is incredibly efficient, both as CLT or in the Delta 7B, and Ahsoka is right up there at the top of Republic. So I decided, well, why not? Why not put both in the list? Por qué no los dos? Sorry for my Spanish for you Spanish speakers out there. And I had 2 points left over, so I figured let's throw patience on Luminara to really kind of make these Delta 7s hang out just a little bit longer. So you've got Ahsoka in there for extra action economy if you need it. You've got Luminara in there to help keep them alive. And you have three dice attack backed up by force and focus. Just the potential to be an incredibly nasty list. And we already know that it has the potential to be good. All right. Moving on to the last list that I put together based on this model. And that's in CIS. Now, for those that are watching and looking at this list, you probably already noticed one key piece. So for those listening, let me go ahead and read you the list. So here we go. We've got Zam Wessel in the Fire Spray, rocking Treacherous, Count Dooku, False Transponder Codes, and Hull Upgrade, and three Bombardment Drones of the Hyena-class Droid Bombers, rocking Proximity Mines. So we already know Zam plus things is good. The reason why I'm rocking the Bombardment Drones with Prox Mines in there, again, we go back to this list, and we see that the bombardment drones with proximity mines are very efficient for what you get out of it. And you also see that Zam's in there. So I figured let's just throw them all together into a list and find out what happens. And so what you've got is you've got a rock and a hard place here. You can go after Zam if you want. And he's going to make your life difficult with Treacherous, the Hull Upgrade, and Count Dooku, not to mention those false transponder codes. But if you do that, then you're going to have three Hyena-class bombers coming up your tailpipe, getting ready to launch Prox Mines into your rear end. That doesn't sound like a good time. And having flown all of these lists at least once, I really do like all of them. I don't know why I have such a thing for the First Order. I do. So I've been flying those more than everything else. But I think out of all the lists, this one's probably, the CIS list is probably the most potent of them all. So that kind of goes into the predictive modeling that we had on the list. Now, for those paying attention, you'll notice that there's 7 factions and I've only got 4.5 lists. And there's good reason for that. One of those is that I actually did do I kind of put a scum list together, but it was just a little bit too hodgepodge for me, and I decided not to go that route. One thing that Bohan's list doesn't have, it doesn't have the new squadron packs. So it doesn't have anything for Scum, Empire, and Rebels. And I believe that there are cards in those lists that improve the efficiency of this overall modeling. And I didn't want to build a list without that information, especially seeing how well Disciplined Swarms did, how well the focus token passing came with Hera and in that rebel list from Mon Cala that we talked about last week. So I didn't feel like I could create a list that was more potent than what's out there based on those cards. So that's why I didn't do it. But we've got the rest of the list there. And here's what I'll say, is if you're interested in helping me collect data points on this, please reach out to me. You can catch me on both the Flybetter and Gold Squadron Discord at Sailor Jovi. You can tweet me at Saltmind on Twitter, or you can shoot me an email at saltmindsxwing@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to pass one of these lists along to you. And basically, all I'm looking for is I'm looking for what the final score was. So whether you win or lost, how many points you got, how many you lost, and what you flew against. And then if you want to provide any additional feedback, I'll be more than happy to take that as well. Now, I'm going to keep this episode short as well. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I am still traveling, and it's difficult to manage the job that I am doing out here and keep content going. So that's the reason that the last couple of episodes have been short. I do only have one more week of travel, and then I should be back home and hopefully getting those little bit longer episodes to you all. But before I close out, let me go ahead and just go over a couple of things. One, if you'd like to support the podcast, you can please consider leaving a review on however you consume it. I believe I have this podcast up on iTunes, on Google, on Spotify, and on Podbean. So there's lots of different ways to consume the podcast, and I encourage you to leave a review, just letting people know what you thought of it and what you'd like to see in the future. And then lastly, if you really like the podcast and you'd like to consider supporting financially and be entered into the giveaways, please find me on patreon.com/saltmindsxwing. Now, one thing that I will point out on those giveaways that I forgot to mention earlier is there are two tiers to the Patreon. At the bottom tier, you get one entry per month. If you subscribe on the top tier, you'll actually get three entries into the giveaway every month. So just something to consider. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you helping me in supporting this podcast, even through just listening. That actually does help. So with all that said, this is... Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. For those that don't know, I like to end every podcast with a question. So this week's question is, do you agree with Chris Allen? I have to elaborate on that for those that might not know where I'm coming with that. So Chris Allen said that you can't do predictive modeling off of Bohan's list. So that is my question. Do you agree with Chris Allen? Do you feel that Bohan's list will not allow for predictive modeling? Or do you disagree? Let me know. All right, this is Sailor Joe, signing off. Let the past die.